The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. This morning I woke up, made myself a cup of coffee, and although I hadn't intended to, read a book called Once Upon a Secret from cover to cover. Poof! It only took a couple hours. It was a fast, intense read, like a fast, intense conversation you can sometimes have about experiences from long ago and what motivated you then. In the flood of details, you cringe at how few tools you actually had when you were 19. You have a little more clarity about how you saw your options when you made decisions about career and marriage. I guess I identified with the themes of the book more than the actual details, the subtitle being My Affair with John F. Kennedy and Its Aftermath. I grew up in the Kennedy years. My dad had a bad back from the war. I remember where I was when I heard that Kennedy was shot. I remember where I was when I lost my virginity. Okay, so this is a book full of titillation and drama. It names celebrity names. It ends happily ever after with the heroine married to the man of her dreams. All or parts of it could be fabricated, as recollections often are. It's a book about sex and gender, sex and power, sex and money, money and power, sex in the workplace. How is it supposed to play out? In the office, at church, in the humanitarian organization, in the government, when someone is sleeping with the boss, or refusing to sleep with the boss. Once, when a couple of moderately renowned mathematicians came to town, a husband and wife who arrived in the afternoon, coming from speaking engagements at opposite ends of the country, I picked them up at the airport and we went to dinner where, between feeble attempts at conversation, they set to smooching and pawing each other. "Oh, don't mind us," the woman giggled. "We haven't seen each other in a while." I said to myself, "I'm sitting here in a Thai restaurant in Lewiston, Idaho, wondering if it's more polite to watch this display or pull a book out of my pack." I said to myself, "Just because you feel weird doesn't mean that you're the one being weird." Then I remembered the time in the hotel elevator with the professor whose grant money had paid for me to come to this conference and give a well-received talk, him closing in on me as soon as the elevator doors shut. "Ideas are erotic," he said. The very thought of making my way in the world of ideas as somebody's bimbo was so embarrassing to me, it was painful. So that wasn't a hard brush off. There was that car I bought from a friend of a friend, and when I came with the check to pick it up, his wife wasn't home, and things developed to where I had to say, "Hey, look, if this is what you want for that car..." It was scary because I really wanted that car. It helps when you're not the least bit attracted to the person. I remember some other times, too. I'm not going to tell about them all, because everyone has secrets. Once Upon a Secret is a book about secrets, taboo subjects, and unwelcome recollections. How the things that are never spoken about affect the dynamics of families and circles of friends. Whatever it is, you don't talk about it, or the things that remind you of it. And you don't talk about the things that remind you of the things that remind you of it. And so it goes. Habits form. You notice without noticing. Thoughts cross your mind and leave by the back door. Secrets breed secrets and become secrets that you keep from yourself. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.